This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Bit of Kimbra there, bit of Kimbra with Cameo Lover, which is a bit of a song. You're a bit of a Kimbra lover, you were saying, Mike.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good. She's talented. She's very pretty.
She is.
Very tall. And you're very tall.
See, it matches.
It matches. It's true.
At least we have one thing in common.
Yes, exactly. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. Yes, Jeremy, is that what we are?
Yes. Sorry, I was just batting my eyelids for no reason.
Oh, is that what you... Oh, is that some kind of flirting?
Yeah, you're trying to get some attention because we weren't paying attention.
Yeah, basically.
He looked like he had a neurological disorder.
Anybody would think I was an only child or a child of many.
Possibly. Both. All of the above.
Either way.
Yeah, lots to talk about today regarding the world of motoring, of course. And a week or 2 weeks ago, we didn't have because we weren't invited. But the World Car of the Year was announced, guys, which is kind of exciting.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
It's like the Oscars of car awards.
I wonder how they even judge that.
Well, they get... There's 20-something international... 20-something countries are involved. Leading motoring journos from each country gather. Okay. In a dark cavern deep under the earth. And no, they gather and they discuss and they review a short list of cars that have come out that year. It's second. It comes a distant second to Fender Bender's Raddest Car Awards, let's be honest about it.
Clearly.
But they had an interesting finding. Quite an interesting winner. It was the Volkswagen Up, and that's up with an exclamation mark.
Now, I was going to ask you about that because I saw that.
Yeah. They really very much... you know, it's an exciting name.
So that's going to be on the badge. On the badge, they're going to have an exclamation.
Yeah, I believe they do.
Wow.
We're going to find out because they're going to bring it here late this year. It's going to arrive in Australia. And it's going to be priced from under $15,000 for a brand new Volkswagen.
That's pretty...
The cheapest German car in Australia. It's pretty exciting news.
Very exciting.
So for those who don't know, it's a tiny little city compact three-cylinder car like a Nissan Micra, but European.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah. People are going to go bonkers for that here, aren't they?
Yeah, my publication drove that and loved it.
A bit of European.
Yeah, we do. We have a thing for the European badges over here, don't we?
Yeah, we really do nowadays.
Oh, not just the badges.
Hey.
Whoa. No, it does look very spunky, though. And obviously, it's funny, though, with the World Car of the Year, because obviously Volkswagen have been dominating that for the last few years.
Yeah, three of the last four, because the Polo and the Golf one as well, of course.
Yeah.
They obviously are doing something very right at Wolfsburg.
Yeah. Did they have anything else? I don't think they had anything else in the shortlist. Oh, the Passat?
No. I think it was just the Up. But, I mean, it was also quite interesting, some of the other finalists.
Mm.
There was a parallel between our fantastic Raddest Car Awards and the World Car of the Year shortlist, was there not?
That's true. There were a couple in there, weren't there?
Range Rover Evoque.
Yeah, we nominated that.
That won the sexiest car, I think, for us, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it actually won, in the World Car of the Year, it won Best Design. Mm.
They're just copying us. They're just basically copying us, aren't they?
Yeah.
They obviously downloaded the podcast from joy.org.au/FenderBender and listened to what we said at the end of the year.
They must have. What else?
Well, we carried some weight.
Well, we had the winner. The winner here is the Ford Focus. And
that was shortlisted.
Sorry, our winner was the Ford Focus, yes, and it was shortlisted for World Car of the Year.
Mm.
And the other one, BMW 1 Series.
Which we gave, what was the award? Ugliest car?
I think
it was
so.
The ugliest car.
Really?
But I'm sorry.
I disagreed. I don't think they are at all.
You were disagreeing. And we might have been a bit harsh, because I got to admit, it has kind of grown on me.
I like it.
Mm.
As
my
boyfriend said, it looks like a shark.
Yeah, and that's hot.
Sharks are hot?
Well, they're, you know.
Yeah.
They're aggressive and...
And they bite your legs?
Jeremy's proclivities are Jeremy's proclivities, huh?
Whatever.
Yeah. No, but I'm the same. I've really warmed to that now. And I think the other one that was on...
Yeah, see, I'm way ahead of you.
The Mazda T50 Ute.
Looks like an orca.
That's ridiculous.
A what?
A killer whale with wheels.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think?
It does look a little bit... special. But apparently it's a very good ute.
It is.
So good.
Only a mother could love.
But there's some other things here. The Chevrolet Volt, which has had some problems. That was in the shortlist. In the top 10, no less.
Of course. And they had some issues with that in America. Sales are plummeting and there were reliability problems with it. They're having a lot of dramas with that car.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the judges still found fit to put it in the shortlist.
Good for them.
And the 911 had to be up there.
Yeah, right.
Another car that's coming here very, very shortly in the next month or two.
And so that's in the top three finalists for the 911, the Up, and the BMW 3 Series, which I love the front of the new 3
Great
Series.
Car.
I think it looks absolutely
great
gorgeous.
Car.
Is it? Yeah, yeah, fantastic. From the back, it looks fairly same, but...
Oh, look,
same, but similar.
Yeah.
It's an evolution, not a revolution.
Yeah, but they've obviously done it quite well, it sounds like. Yeah. So some interesting results there, guys.
But I think what we can take out of it is... The judges really dig Volkswagens.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Those guys are killing it.
Australians invited to that?
Yeah, there's a couple. We get a say, you know.
There you go. Yeah. So we down, we should. I know we're the arse end of the world, guys.
Look, we'll get an invite next year, I'm sure, Fenderbender. Yeah. We'll get the call.
You would think so. I would assume we'd be hosting it.
Minimum.
Like from the Joy
Bare
Studios,
minimum.
Guys. You are listening to Fenderbender. Lots more coming up soon. You've got the free Joy app. You listen to Joy online, in your car and at home too. You just can't get enough of us, and we can't get enough of your support either, which is why you should become a Joy member. Joy receives no regular government funding and relies heavily on sponsorship and memberships to stay on air and keep bringing our community great radio all year round. And by becoming a Joy member, you can also win amazing prizes, get invites to exclusive events and more. There's single, family, concession and youth memberships available too. So see joy.org.au for more details or call 1300 569 949 and become a become a member of Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. 1300 Joy 949. You are listening to Fenderbender.
That was a magnificent live read there. But he was actually reading that live. That was impressive.
Look, I started to get the giggles at first and then I
controlled myself. You composed yourself.
Yes. I am an actor by trade, you know, back in the day, so I just really channeled my inner Sean Penn or somebody like that.
Doesn't sound like Sean Penn at all.
It doesn't really, does it? No. It's actually slightly creepy. But that's okay.
But so is Sean Penn. So
he is, isn't he? He's wonderful, though. Now, we've just been talking, of course, about the World Car of the Year Awards.
The Wakoti.
The Wakotis. And, of course, at the end of the year, we will have our raddest car of the year.
What would be the abbreviation for that?
Ricotti?
Yeah. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
It doesn't really work, does it?
We need to hone that.
We do a little bit. Yeah, so we'll start kind of putting together a bit of a short list as we go through the year, I imagine. We might even come back to the gayest car of the year. Who knows? We might do a lot of things this year. Might not.
Sorry.
I might get tired. But there's lots been happening, of course, week to week in motoring land. Mike, is there anything exciting that's happened this week in motoring news?
Well, there was one thing I noticed. Have you guys heard of a website, ashleymadison.com?
I have not.
No, I haven't.
It sounds like homewares.
It's actually quite...
Sounds like a...
Well, it depends on your... I don't know, your opinion, but it's a pretty strange site. It's like an oasis, but for people who want to have an affair. So it's like an online dating site, but it's for people looking to get a bit of action on the site.
Are you anonymous or what? How does it work, though? Because
I don't really know. It strikes me as being a bit bizarre.
Imagine if a couple met up on there, like as in they were a couple and they were both on there and then...
That'd be awkward, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's just...
But anyway. this does relate to cars because for some weird reason this website did a survey of 3,600 members of the website, which is a pretty big survey, and they found that the men and women on the site had certain cars that they preferred overwhelmingly. Now, you think of someone who's wanting an affair, someone who wants to cheat. What kind of cars do you think they're driving?
Mercedes.
BMW, Audi, like Maserati, maybe.
Maserati.
Yeah, like a sports car, I reckon.
Yeah, Toyota.
What?
Yeah, Toyota.
That's the sexy car.
Yeah, all the overwhelming majority of men who wanted to have an affair drove Toyotas.
Well, I'm going to check that. The next guy that I'm with, I'm going to make sure he doesn't drive a Toyota.
If he has a Toyota, stay away. That's the moral. And women...
It's the moral of the story.
Women drove Hondas. The women chose Hondas.
So the women, men cheaters...
Chose Toyotas.
Toyotas, and women cheaters had Hondas.
Yeah, so if you're after a girl and she has a Honda... and if the guy has a Toyota, think twice.
Yeah.
You know? Well, because this is pretty much, as far as surveys go, this is rock solid.
Unethical.
It's scientifically proven.
Yeah. I don't want anything to do with it.
It's incredible, actually. It's funny because those two car companies really, on this show, have copped a little bit of criticism for their stayed kind
but
of
But this
nature.
Is the thing. Totally. It's because people, if you're wildly cheating... like crazy. You don't need to get an exciting car because you're already getting rid of all those inclinations,
maybe
you know?
That's what it is.
So you don't need to show off with your flashy car because you've got your other ways of doing it.
Serious psychology there.
Yeah.
That's a good point, though.
I don't know. I still think that they're a plain car that generally are plain people.
Well, clearly not. But it's always the one you least suspect, isn't it?
That's true.
That quiet one in the corner.
So I don't understand. I want to just go back to this site, though, because so let's say I wanted to cheat on my partner and I go to that site, but is the person that I choose also cheating or are they there to be cheated
with? Apparently you are in a relationship when you sign up. I mean, they probably can't stop you if you're not, but that's the point. Like, you're in a relationship and then you look for other people who are also in a relationship who want to get a bit
on
the side. So
it's like the excitement of being discreet together.
Yeah. It's pretty morally bankrupt.
Yeah, morally, I don't like it. Yeah, I'm more of a white picket fence boy.
Oh, you certainly look like it.
Yeah,
with
you
those
do.
Tattoos all up and down your arms. For goodness sakes, cover up.
Sorry, Mum.
Sorry, I do have that tone occasionally. You are listening to Fender Bender. We're talking about cheating on your partner, apparently. And yes, that is alarming. And what else? Anything exciting as far as new releases? I believe there was a Porsche that you're not really that fussed by.
No, I'm not.
What is it?
This car makes me angry. I've got to be honest with you.
Calm down.
I know.
You never get angry.
I don't.
I'm always one who gets angry.
It's a Porsche Cayenne. We'll begin by saying that. Mm-hmm. But it's a GDS version. So it's like a hot racing road-oriented version of this car.
And it's spelled the same as the Chili, isn't it?
It is. It's named after the Chili.
I've got one of those.
But what annoys me about this car is it's an off-roader, ostensibly, but it's designed purely for the road and it's sporting and it's sporty. What's the point?
Yeah, right.
It annoys me. And the worst part is Porsche Australia are projecting it's going to be the top-selling petrol in their entire range. People are going to flock to this car, according to their projections, which says a lot about people, I think.
Right.
Don't you think an off-roader, a big bulky Porsche off-roader, and it's designed as basically a road racer? It doesn't. Why?
What's
I don't
the
get
point?
It. I don't get it.
Yeah. Why wouldn't?
How
you
is that going to be one of the biggest sellers?
Well, the Cayenne's their biggest seller by a country mile.
Really?
And I reckon this one's going to be the biggest selling petrol variant in that range.
Well, because the Cayenne's, to say this, but it's also very practical because you could be, if you've got a lot of money, you could go, look, I've got a sports car and an SUV to pick up the kids with. Like, you know, which is balls.
Have you driven them, Mike?
A Cayenne, I have.
Oh, look, fast?
Yeah, I mean, it handles all right, but it doesn't handle as well as a sports car, and it's not as practical as a Range Rover.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a jack of all trades, but a master of none. Yeah. And this is even further in that direction.
That's me.
It's just weird.
Mistress.
Self-deprecating as always, Jeremy.
It's kind of in that same category, I guess, as that diabolical-looking BMW X6.
Oh, that car. What an exciting looking machine that one is.
I just
huh?
don't understand.
So you didn't worrying. Like it. This is a, most
this
people
is,
hated the look
a,
of that.
This is a worry. I don't like it at all.
I can't stand
this
it.
This is a worrying trend for me. You know, it's a worrying trend that four-wheel drive, and this isn't like a new thing. This has been going on for a long time, but the GDS Cayenne is like a good example of that to me, of why are people buying these cars?
Yeah.
Prestige, premium, sporting, off-roaders.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just strikes me as bizarre. I don't understand it.
Are we going to start seeing things like, you know, you've got your smaller four-wheel drives, like your small SUVs, like your RAV4s and that kind of thing. Are we going to start seeing like hot hatch sporty versions of those?
Quite probably.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's probably the next natural.
And you know, if you want to buy it, that's all well and good, but I don't get it.
No, I'm a bit.
And it makes me angry.
Yeah.
You don't look very angry.
As angry as I get anyway. Crotchety is probably a better word.
That's true. But let us know what you think. If, you know, it's clearly a little bit against those kind of cars. Jeremy's ambivalent.
He's sitting on that white picket fence.
He certainly is. And he is loving that. That was now, yes, you're listening to Fender Bender. I got no time for private consultation.
Under the Milky Way tonight. You are listening to Fender Bender. It's a Saturday afternoon.
We are really happy to be here and talking about cars. I am a little bit hungover and I'm okay to talk about that. That's all.
You're all right with that, Tim?
Not really. I'm pretty wasted. No, I'm kidding.
Well,
I finished my job yesterday, so I'm a little bit I'm a little bit behind the eight ball. So I apologise for that.
But feeling good.
But we've had some lovely people texting in.
Yeah, Brad from St Kilda has texted in with some wishful thinking. I think saying lots of tradies drive Toyotas in reference to our Madison Avenue?
Something like that.
Something like that.
I see where he's going.
Yeah.
I see where he's going.
That's true, though. He's right.
Yeah, Toyota. Because it didn't actually really outline what sort of Toyotas that they were driving.
See, we were thinking Camrys and whatnot, but maybe tradesmen
are the ones that need to be avoided. What a shame.
That's true. That is fairly devastating. I don't think they should ever be avoided, personally.
While you caress your beard, Tim.
I've got to stop doing that. Yes, I'm drawing a
beard.
Creepy. That's creepy.
Yeah.
I've got to stop pulling my hairs out of my beard as well.
Do you get, like, things stuck in it that you discovered days later?
Not days later. Usually someone's enough to tell me.
It's getting pretty I wouldn't. Hefty,
Buffon.
You know?
Yeah.
Buffon. Exactly.
I'm probably
it's got
term
some
it.
Balls.
It does.
Yeah. Or had some balls on it.
We'll see if it stays. Oh, my God. I don't know what you're
insinuating,
Jeremiah.
It just slipped out, Tim. Sorry.
Oh, it always does. now, we've got... every month, new cars get released in this country, and April is no different, ladies and germs. And so there's a few new releases coming. Stop thinking about balls on my chin, okay, Jeremy? There's a few new cars coming to be released this month, I believe. Mike Costello, we have some exciting things. A couple of Mercedes's.
We do.
A couple of Mercs.
We do. I actually drove one of these last week. The new B-Class.
Hey.
Don't get too excited or carried away. It is a bit, well, it's no, it's actually quite good, surprisingly good. It's a little tall hatch type thing for families. It's not really a super sporting car, but big improvement on the old one. And it starts at $38,000 or so, and it's full of features. It's golf money with golf specifications, and you get a Merc badge, which...
That's pretty good.
Obviously, Mac is a good friend of the station.
I
was obviously talking to him about it with Mercedes, and projecting it's going to sell its, you know...
Sell the socks off.
Well,
for that kind of money. And what kind of size? Is it the same kind of size as a Golf? It looks a bit bigger.
It's tall.
Just the
so
taller?
It's the same size in terms of, you know, dimensions, but it is taller.
Yeah.
Because you get more headroom. It's sort of like a little van type thing.
Yeah. It's interesting that they've kind of, not persisted, but they're keeping going with it. But it does sound like it's going to sell really well. I hated the A-Class, and I'm loving the look of the one that's coming out later this year.
Brilliant, and they've finally figured it out.
I actually haven't seen the new B-Class. I'm going off old B-Class here.
It's not so much the look of them.
It's the driving. I've driven them, and I felt like I was going to roll over.
Absolutely. The old one was a shocker. The new one is better.
Yeah.
It's a lot better.
Yeah.
And A-Class, like you say, that's going to be, I've been told, as low as sort of... $32,000-$33,000.
Wowza.
So we're getting, Mercedes is getting really aggressive.
It's a little,
once again, golf size, but it's that compact, low, sporty, sort of low slung.
How are they getting their prices down?
Yeah.
Where are they
building
them?
Dollar is the main driving force.
The Aussie dollar is so strong.
The A-Class, I think it's still going to be European built, as far as I know. They haven't really made the bold jump. I suspect one day they might start building cars in Thailand or something, but as of now, it's still German or it's built in Europe.
Mm.
And look, this thing's going to be really exciting. It's not here till early next year, though, the A-Class, whereas the B-Class was launched last week.
Okay.
And you've driven it.
The B-Class. I did the launch last week, the media launch. And look, it's a $38,000 Merc. I mean, that's a pretty...
Yeah.
That's going to appeal to a lot of people. And for what it is, like a family-oriented tall hatchback with a lot of space in the back, it makes more sense than a compact SUV.
Yeah.
I had my rant about compact SUVs last week, of course. Well, the B-Class is roomier inside. Much roomier inside, as a matter of fact. So buy one of those
it
instead.
Does the trick.
If you're not going to go off-road.
Look, and I'm loving the change in strategy with the A-Class, because after seeing those photos, I was like, that's the business. And it's going to get a younger buyer into Mercedes.
That's their aim with it. They want to, and they'll get you in at 25, and then when you get to 30, you get your promotion, you buy a C-Class, and then you buy an E-Class, and you stick with the brand a whole way through. That's kind of what they want.
Yeah.
And this is the way they're going to do it. And I'm really excited about the A-Class.
Yeah.
Really excited. It's got a cool feature. You can sync up Siri on your mobile through the car
Siri.
And the voice activation controls aspects of the car.
Have you got Siri?
No way.
A lot of cars have voice activation, but Siri is a better version of it, so that's quite cool.
It's the worst name in the world, by the way.
It is.
Yeah, it's a bit odd.
I don't know. Does it stand for something?
You can ask her all sorts of things.
I know, and I wish I had it on my phone because I would do some stupid shit. But,
I don't have it, but I've had it.
I just think of Siri Cruise when I hear Siri.
Who?
Siri Cruise.
Oh, the...
Tom Cruise and...
the Queen of Scientology.
Yes, Xenu.
Reptilians.
Now, speaking of Mercedes, though, the M-Class is coming out. The new
M-Class. Yeah.
Love the M-Class.
Do you?
It's one of my... Mercedes is some amazing cars, but as a practical SUV-style car...
Makes more sense than the Cayenne,
and they drive,
for sure.
Yeah, they drive like a car, and you sit in them properly like you're sitting in a seat, and, I love them.
Because they've really improved since they released that first one. The first one wasn't the most amazing thing they've done, and obviously competing with the X5, which just blitzed it.
But now they've since about 2005, I think they've been awesome.
Well, the new one, when I first saw it, I thought was hideous, the new one. But then I saw it in the flesh recently. They had one at a Mercedes dealership when I went out and had a look. And it's going to go on sale soon. But it looks better in real life than it does in pictures.
Aggressive and...
Yeah, look, I mean, as far as they go, I think it'll be quite a good car. I think it makes more sense than a Cayenne, that's for sure.
And look, from what I've seen, have been pretty reliable as well.
Yeah.
No major
dramas.
Not really.
I'm loving the direction of Merc's styling at the moment.
Yes.
It's like all stemming from the SLS or whatever.
Yeah, really sort of aggressive.
I just think it looks fantastic.
Really aggressive,
But
Well, they started that with, the C63s and all that 63 range. They really started getting aggressive.
They're doing well. Now, another new release this month, guys, is the Toyota Orion.
What did I tell you about talking about
that
the
silence Orion? Could have gone on for a long time.
Look, it looks a bit better than...
Are you a cheater? Toyota Orion.
Oh, my God.
You are. You so are, Tim.
Hey. No, not at all.
Grow a beard and...
That's true.
Talk about Toyotas. I know. So, no, well, the Orion, of course, is a car. It is technically a car.
Can we expect
with
anything?
Doors and four doors, four wheels,
yep.
An engine of some sort.
Same thing that cars
probably
have
has
had
some
for
seats.
The last 100 years.
Probably has some seats. And it'll go places.
Yeah.
So that's what an Orion does.
In a Camry-style fashion, but with a V6 instead?
I know, slow down. You're exciting me a bit too much.
Oh, my God, sorry.
V6 Camry.
Yeah.
So you get the gist.
Is it a global car? Do they get that in the States?
No, well, they it's sold in some markets, and it's called a Camry something or other, like a special version of a Camry.
Their names
are... We give it a different name.
Altiva or something
like that. Yeah, we give it a different name.
Okay.
And look, in all honesty, it is important because it's local. It's a locally built car and it's...
Yeah.
A lot of jobs rely on the Orion and the Camry and it's, it is actually a pretty important thing and let's hope it does well for the sake of all those people working out at the Altona plant.
That's very true. So Lexus GS, probably not much to say about that, is there? Or
mid-size BMW 5 Series style, but a Lexus, so it's like a large sedan. Mm. Not a bad thing, actually.
Yeah,
pretty good,
it looks
pretty
all right from
pretty
the
good car.
Pictures.
Better than the old one.
Well, they've struggled, haven't they?
With that car they have.
Yeah.
And, look, it's a decent ride. Looks all right.
Yeah. The other thing that I noticed was coming out this, and I have to ask you about this, Mike, because I was a bit confused. Something called the Mahindra XUV 500. What the hell is that?
Mahindra! Indian brand.
That's Indian. Yeah, I think we've spoken
Indian.
About this before.
So, obviously, a lot of Chinese brands are coming into Australia, and there's also a trend towards Indian brands. Mahindra the XUV 500 is a little basic rough and tumble off-roader.
Okay. Like a
medium
X-Trail-esque.
Yeah, a little bigger. They're going to price it from 30-ish grand, I think. It looks okay.
So they mainly do kind of commercial vehicles in this country, don't they?
They do ute called called a pickup, original name. literally called, but with just a K, P-I-K. Up.
Okay, of course.
But this is going to compete. You might know the Great Wall four-wheel drive. They have that, what's it called, the X... 240,
yes,
the X200,
yes,
and X240.
The
so Great
like
Wall have that, that boxy four-wheel drive. Well, the Mahindra is something like that. It's a budget, cheap, low-end. But what it will do is, as four-wheel drives get more and more refined and they lose that rough-and-tumble edge, like the hose-out quality, the Mahindra will have that. If you want just a super rough-and-tumble thing like that with very little refinement, that's kind of where they're heading.
I see.
Yeah. But it'll be very... I'm looking forward to driving it.
And I'm assuming we'll have a few more Indian models coming out here as well with...
You would think so. Yeah. I mean, it's the way things
that's
are going.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, look, you're listening to Fender, but... Oh, yes.
I think I should just point out Craig from Tullamarine just told us what Siri stands for.
Siri stands... Oh, what is it?
Stanford Research Institute artificial intelligence.
Thank you, Craig.
So that doesn't really spell Siri. Yeah.
But Stanford,
so obviously Stanford University, they must have developed it with them, I would guess.
I see. Well, look, it's good to know these. Well, thank you very much, Craig. Hopefully.
That's my fact for the day.
Is it?
No more facts
after that?
I only need one fact a day.
You helped me a lot, Craig,
and I thank you.
I don't think I'm going to retain that fact.
No. I don't retain much at all. You're listening to Fender Bender. Bit of block party there. A bit of old school block party. And by old school, it's only like 10 years ago.
Your dance moves are amazing, Tim.
Thank you so much. I saw a sprinkler thrown in there.
but it was like a modern take on a sprinkler. And then there was some sort of fall back into the chair, but that was when you got an electric shock from your iPod.
I did, which is awkward, isn't it?
I thought it was a move, but clearly not.
But just physical.
Not when you started shaking the hand.
That's true.
Speaking of block party, they're back together.
They were
announced to Lollapalooza. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
how cool's that?
Because there were rumours of their demise.
Well, they kind of went a bit quiet there. Yeah. I think they just had the break, maybe. They didn't actually break up. They just took a bit of time apart.
And he went off and did his dancey.
But I think they were thinking they might never get back together, but yeah. Great band.
They're very
happy they did.
Exactly. Now, Jeremy, we have in the studio, of course, who's very gifted at many, many things.
Thank you.
One of which is that you are, obviously, a mechanic by trade.
Mm.
Tradie. Now, I've got a question for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, go on. I mean, you've already...
Do you get that when you go to parties? People are like, oh, can you fix my...
When I was younger, I did.
Sounds like an exciting party.
People got the point that... Yeah, it does sound like an exciting party. No, I don't.
Fix my engine.
I definitely don't. What's when people do, you can see in my face how quickly I get really disinterested.
Really?
So, look, I'm going to try really hard to listen to what you've got to say, Tim.
Okay. So, you're not passionate about...
No. I like cars, but working on them, like who really wants to do that? Get paid relatively small amounts of money to skin your knuckles and then fill it with grease.
Yeah, I see. That's it. Now he's risen to the corporate world.
Thank you.
What I wanted to ask, now this is really dumb. I have a Mitsubishi Lancer in 1999.
What's his name, Tim?
Stavros. Stavros is a coupe, the sporty model, MR, with the tires and things. And
sounds pretty fully sick.
It's fully sick. And it's got a spoiler. In the last maybe 6 months, every time I've kind of been sitting at idle at the lights or whatever, it started to vibrate. Not violently, but it started to kind of just, you can just
maybe,
feel...
Maybe Stavros is just, maybe he's just liking you more and more.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, dear. No, you know what I think it is, Tim?
Very, very subtle. Do you know what I mean? Because it never used to do it, and it's a very, very subtle vibrate.
This is going to be, and this isn't an attack on you, Tim.
Oh, God.
But this is, it's coming, it's coming from a good place, but it might be a bit of a judgment, but you are a uni student, aren't you, Tim?
A postgraduate, part-time university student.
Sure, whatever. Now...
Why?
A lot of people, like you, Tim, don't service their cars.
That's not true.
Really?
I had it serviced...
Yeah, what service, quote,
about
unquote?
18 months ago.
Yeah, okay. And what did you do on that service?
I don't know. I took it to the man.
Exactly, and he probably did nothing and gave it back to you and charged you some money.
What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that it probably needs a proper service.
Oh, you said
like,
that
as in the
boys.
Normal things like spark plugs. Have you ever heard of them, Tim?
I know that they
air
are
filters,
things.
Fuel filters. Yeah, they need to be replaced.
Oh. Mm. So is that going to cost a lot of money?
Well, no, not really. A couple hundred bucks, and no, I'm not doing it for you, Tim.
No, absolutely not. you just think it's like a general...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, because things wear out, like spark plugs wear out, and then they don't spark properly, and that's what you need for your engine to run and run smoothly, et cetera. I could go on forever.
Yes,
but I think if you got a proper service done on it, Tim, it'd probably fix it.
That's true.
But you have touched on something here. Mm. I think it's a common problem, people not getting their car serviced enough.
It's really important because people
don't realise that, hey, there is a reason why you need to get these things serviced, especially if you have a more modern car as well.
Yeah,
and
like
you know what servicing comes under this thing of preventative maintenance, and that's exactly
what it
is.
Spend a bit now, save your lot down the line.
There you go. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
It's funny though, because I checked my logbooks and I got a 135,000K service done whenever it was a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's only at 135,000 Ks now, so I don't know how that.
Yeah, but it's
doesn't matter.
Not everybody does the mileage. It's They say to service your car every 15,000 Ks or one year, whichever comes first.
Okay.
So that's how it kind of works. Okay. But then on each service, you need to do different things. It's not just an oil change.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to replace more things.
So if I say to my mechanic, it's doing this weird vibrational thing,
sort it out.
He's a big burly man. And he'll...
Tradey.
Yeah.
Moral of the story here, though, is get your car serviced there if your car's...
Can you hit me up with a more complicated one next time? Thanks, Tim.
Oh, wow. Oh, first, he didn't want to know about it. And now he's challenging me. Oh, you're going to get a clip.
Bring it on, Tim.
Now, thank you very much for that, Jeremy. I do appreciate
it. You're very welcome.
Actually, I will go and get it fixed. Mm. We've had a text in countering...
Yes, we have.
Siri.
From a mystery person who shall remain nameless by their own want. And he says, or she says, that...
Nope.
Craig from Tullamarine is wrong. Siri actually stands for Speech Interpretation and Recognition Interface.
Which it sounds more better. Logical,
it
yeah.
It totally sounds much better.
Hang on, where did we...
So I'm going to go with that one. Mm. There was also another text message from somebody, from Chris, who has said, I think directed to me, I got a gay car.
No, it says you got a gay car. That's so yeah, directed to
me.
To you? I think so,
exactly.
Tim.
Exactly.
You do.
Chris, yes, I do. And Stavros is a hot man, and I love to ride in him.
You got a gay car. I love it. You got a gay car, exclamation mark.
I know.
Love it.
Chris, it's true. Damn you. Now, I touched on this last week, guys, that I was recently overseas. I was in Cambodia and Thailand. I had a great time, by the way. Thanks for asking. But it was really amazing. But I found it really interesting. I don't know if you guys find it fascinating when you go away and you see like how other car markets work.
Mm.
So bizarre over there.
Yeah.
Kia and Hyundai don't exist apart
really?
From in these tiny, tiny beaten up trucks. All
really?
Commercial vehicles or vans that have been around since the 70s, but no, like, Optimas, no Rios, no nice cars that we get here.
Okay.
They are the Koreans over there.
Is there many new cars? What's the ratio?
Do you know what is fascinating about that place? Because,
I'm itching to go.
Well, it's very, you know, it's obviously a developing country, but there's also a lot of money there. The amount of black Lexus four-wheel drives I saw around the roads. And
really?
What's
black
funny,
windows?
All black windows.
Ah. And bulletproof?
Probably. I wouldn't, or at least mine proof, landmine proof, possibly. That's the
Good
issue
call.
Over there. But every single one of them, and people who live over there, the mates that live over there, notice this as well. All of them have got Lexus written along the side of the car, like a big massive thing all along the side. Everywhere. Like, they were more popular than any other
car. So it's like a badge of honor. Like, a Lexus is something you aspire to.
I think so.
Huh.
And if not, then it's the huge...
Hummer.
Like, the streets are tiny, PS. Like, you go down little streets in a tuk-tuk. Not Hummers. The Land Cruisers and stuff like that. And I saw one that was this... Was it Toyota? I thought it was a Sequoia until I looked it up, and it's a Sequoia.
Named after the tree.
Right.
Isn't Sequoia a tree?
I think so. Yeah. Something like that. But they also had this gigantic Infiniti. You know, Infiniti's coming out here this year, next year?
Yes, August this year.
So Nissan's luxury arm.
Correct.
They've got their normal kind of SUV or whatever. This thing is the biggest car I've ever seen
Yes,
in my life.
It's basically... The Nissan Patrol we have in Australia is the old Patrol.
Yep.
In America, they sell a new Patrol, which we're getting soon.
Yep.
Infiniti have their take on it, which they call a QV, QX, something.
It's giant.
Well, it is. Lexus have their Land Cruiser take.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same. Infiniti have their Patrol take, and it is...
That's what it was then.
It won't be coming to Australia, unfortunately.
Well,
fortunately, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's enormous.
I had to get off the road.
Mm.
It was
take
very,
up two lanes.
Wow. Yeah.
But it was really interesting to see that kind of thing. I saw a really
different
sexy...
Different aspirations. So you're aspiring for a big four-wheel drive.
It's they loved it. They were mad.
And odd brands as well.
Yeah.
You like a Goldfish in a Safeway bag.
Oh, my God. Crackers, guys. But no, the other thing I loved over there was a hot little Cadillac SUV. Like, you know, the look of the current Cadillacs that are very cool and very sharp kind of boys
and
stuff. Like an SUV.
Mm.
Which I've never
and
seen,
it worked.
Never heard of.
Well, Cadillac, obviously, in a lot of markets are sort of a home, you know, just a well-known name.
Mm.
Australia doesn't get them because they're not made in right-hand drive.
Damn it. I was a bit sad about that. Mm. The unfortunate thing, and you would have loved this, that pretty much every taxi over there and any other car on the road was a Camry.
Oh,
but 90s Camrys, to the point where I saw a Camry that would have been maybe 7 years old. I was like, oh, gee, that looks nice and new. And I went, oh, what have I just said?
Oh, yeah, the Camry and burning smell of oil. 90s Camrys, that's all I remember.
Really?
From when I was doing my apprenticeship. They all leak oil and...
Creepy. Yeah. Anyway, it was just very interesting to notice what happens overseas.
Yeah. Well, I did Europe, but I don't think Europe is particularly...
No, Japan's an interesting one.
That would be
interesting. With those tiny, wacky, and crazy little cars. They call them K-cars.
Yeah.
They're really
K-hole.
They look like anime characters with wheels.
Yes.
Hilarious things.
And just the lineups you get, like all of the Japanese companies, the amount of models that they sell, and, you know, Toyota have got that Scion brand or whatever it's called, and they just have so many more models.
The funny thing is, Australia has more brands than any other market.
Isn't that bizarre?
More brands than any other market, and we're a tiny market, really, aren't we?
At the arse end of the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we actually do all right.
Yeah.
London's exciting for cars, though.
Yeah.
The ratio that we get here, you know, sometimes you see a Ferrari, sometimes you see a Maserati. Over there, it's like every second car, Lamborghini, Maserati, Aston Martin, like it's
insane. You hang around with a lot of premiership footballers, I assume.
It sounds like it. No, there's lots going on all around the world. And we like to keep our finger on the pulse here at Fender Bender.
All over it.
We are all over it. We'll be back very shortly to say hooroo.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You are listening to Fender Bender. We are signing off for another week. It's been wonderful to have you with us for the ride of your lives, or something much like that. Thanks to Mike and Jeremy for coming in.
Thank you. Like I say, always a pleasure.
Oh, bless.
And
we might
enjoy this amazing weekend. It's probably not going to last for long. We'll probably walk outside and it'll rain.
That's true.
But do enjoy it.
We can do it. We'll be back next week, of course.
See you then.
We look forward to it. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.